This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at issues that affect you and your community.
Welcome to another episode of Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Today I'm bringing onto the show a very special woman here in Northeast Florida who is doing a lot of work to help women, children, and our overall community. I'm talking to Tabitha Furick, who is Executive Director of Constellation Furick and Friends Golf Tournament. Hello, Tabitha. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited to learn more about what Constellation Furick and Friends Golf Tournament has accomplished over last year and what their plans are for this year. You ready to dive in?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Let's go. This last year in 2023, the tournament, tell me about how much money you guys raised and maybe one or two of the organizations that you guys spotlight with donations.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, again, proud to have raised over $1.1 million with this last tournament. And, you know, a few of the organizations that I can talk about that we did some really amazing things. We work very closely with Beaches Habitat, and this was our second home that we have been able to contribute to. And each of these times trying to find a really unique scenario where we could really make a difference. And this year we were able to not only put in a little work ourselves, get some painting and that in there, but we were also able to provide this home to a single mom who has two young boys. She was in a situation where she needed some help and wanted to purchase her very first home on her own, and definitely needed to have some support to be able to do that. So she put in hundreds of hours of sweat equity herself to help build this home. We sent the Constellation team and our team over to do some building for her. But it was remarkable to just do our kind of ribbon cutting to introduce her to her new home and watch her and her boys just enjoy such a beautiful new place. We helped out with some Adirondack chairs on the patio for them, and it brings tears to your eyes to know that you've helped somebody with such a big milestone in their life. Some of the other things that we do every year at our tournament, our shower is another big event. We actually host two a year. We're actually going to be doing one again at the Players, but we do one every year in October at our event where we host over 30 moms who are either active duty military or whose husbands are deployed in a way. And so we provide them with car seats and strollers and pack and plays and high chairs and sheets and bottles and all of the diapers, even all of the things that they need, because they don't always have that at the ready when a baby's on the way. And the other thing that is so amazing about this event is that they get to meet other moms that are in the same situation, right? So they have a support system. So we want them to know that we're here if they need anything. And we also want them to be able to lean on each other so that if they need something, once baby has arrived, they have a nice support system here in place. So it's a remarkable, it's kind of like the Oprah moment, right? You go and then it's, oh, hey, we have this car seat, you know, let's pick a number and see who's going to get it. And then everyone gets one, right? So it's a really cool opportunity for us. We host that at Timaquana Country Club each year. And right now we're actually getting ready with the Players. They're celebrating their 50 years and we're going to be hosting 50 moms to be, and are working on our gift bags for them right now. So we're excited about that. It's just really allowed us to do so many different things to support our community.
I think that's absolutely beautiful. I just can't believe that there's such a far-reaching charitable good that you're bringing to the First Coast. I mean, this one tournament that you guys do, you're obviously pairing up with the upcoming tournaments. So tell me a little bit more about this Operation Shower, presented by PNC and supported by Circle K in collaboration with the Constellation group. These 32 military moms and these 36 babies, basically it's a huge group, like baby shower, and it is just, how do you, are these all local military moms? Is that correct?
That is correct. So from the three bases here in town, we have a woman by the name of Candy, who is also in the military. And so she has helped us every year to kind of seek out and find those upcoming, like I said, either active duty moms or moms whose their husbands are going to be deployed, and try to gather as many as we can from all the different, you know, the Kings Bay, from NAS Jax, and also from Mayport, to put kind of those invitations out there to see who might need some assistance. And then we invite them all to join us. As you said, 32 moms and 36 babies. We did have a mom who had four little ones coming, so we were able to provide four of everything for her. And it's a beautiful thing. The girls come and spend about an hour and a half with us, and we feed them a wonderful brunch, and the room is amazing. You know, it's like the most elegant baby shower ever, and they get completely spoiled for a day, as they should, right? Because they do so many amazing things for our country, for our city, and we just really want the opportunity to thank them for for their service. And some of the moms, the baby came early, so the baby gets to come and join us, and seeing those little ones is amazing. Sometimes dad happens to be around, so he can come to the shower, and it's really just a way, again, to say thank you, a way to connect so many of the different individuals to each other, so that they can, again, have a phone number to call somebody, because you don't always have family around, right? So you need somebody that you can lean on, and we want to make sure that they also have us as a resource. So it's been very rewarding. We've done this, I want to say, for 12 years now. We've been doing this Operation Shower, and are super pleased to be able to continue it here.
That sounds awesome. And I love the fact that they had, first of all, four children at the same time. My
yes.
goodness, she is a superhero.
Can you imagine? Right?
I can't imagine. But I'm so glad that she was, there's absolutely no way to be able to afford on just, you know, perhaps a military salary, four of everything. Oh my goodness.
Right.
One baby is already expensive enough, you know? And my gosh.
Exactly.
Well, I think that I love the fact that you mentioned the Oprah moment, where somebody, like, you know, you have a stroller or something and then everybody gets one. And I think I really like that element of luxury, elegance, surprise, a community. These women are meeting one another, so they do have something really important in common, not only bringing new life into the world, but the fact that they are families of people who serve our country and protect us. I think that's really a lovely atmosphere to unite under. And I want to spotlight a little bit of some of these other charities that you and a Constellation for Your American Friends helps out. So Jacksonville Humane Society, I think that's one of the number one, how can you not want to help cats and dogs and puppies and stuff? So
yeah, we just celebrated we did over 1,000 field trips for Title I schools. So we send a school bus. We send the kids get a shirt, a little backpack, a water bottle, and they come and learn all about taking care of animals, how to treat animals, how to approach animals. They come and read stories to the animals that are in the kennels. But we've done 1,000 field trips since the start of that program called Lucky's Pack. And it really is an amazing thing to, coming out of COVID, none of the Title I schools were doing field trips. So this was a great opportunity to get kids out of the classroom and get them to the Jack's Humane Society to just kind of experience something they haven't been able to do. And we also send them back with a curriculum with the teachers so that they can enhance their learning when they get back as well. So it's been a really cool opportunity to support them and kids that get to be a part of this program.
Yeah, I think that in Title I children, Title I schools, over 1,063 children were able to go on these field trips.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing as well. Tell me a little bit more about Blessings in a Backpack. That also has to do with children.
Yeah, so Blessings in a Backpack is a great program. Again, what we do as a foundation is really trying to tie together some of these programs and these kids to make sure that we're meeting them from all angles, right? So one of those that is certainly an issue here in Jacksonville is feeding kids, right? So when they go to school each day, they get free and reduced lunch at the Title I schools. And what happens is when they go home on the weekends, they're not getting that food that they're used to getting every day. And so the program was created so that when they leave on Friday, they're taking a backpack of food home with them to get them through the weekend in case mom and dad aren't around, in case food's a little short. So we have been supporting that program for a number of years. And we love Blessings in a Backpack. We've actually, you mentioned Nemours, we've actually worked with Nemours on doing some packing events and really showing the support. We actually just recently closed the wait list down. So all of the schools that had applied to be a part of this program, we were able to, the last 880 kids were able to feed. So we're very proud of what we did with Nemours and the fact that we were able to do that. And we want to keep growing that number, right? There are kids that need the help, and we just want to make sure that schools know that the program is there and try to help as much as we can. But really, it's when they get fed on the weekend, when they come back to school on Monday, they're a little more alert, right? They're ready to learn. They're ready to, their test scores are going up. Like, there's definitely been significant data that has shown just by adding this extra bit of food to get them through the weekend is making a tremendous difference in their success in school. So we want to do anything that we can to help out. So yeah, so we support a number of different schools here. With Constellation Furek and Friends coming in, we added Venetia Elementary and Mayport, and we had a number of schools before that. So each year we're trying to add another school and feed another 400 or 500 kids each year so that we can continue to make sure that there's no kids that aren't getting the nutrition that they need. And this is also part of our Hope for the Holidays event, right? These same kids plus a whole lot more with the 6,000 holiday meals that we do. We're making sure that they can take those meals home for a long holiday break. So it kind of all comes full circle.
I just have to say that takes my breath away. I'm not going to lie. I think that hunger is one of those essential human needs, but it is something that if you ever experience true hunger or the lack of food instability, it is one of the most heartbreaking experiences a person can have. And, you know, we almost in a way take for granted living here in America that, you know, there's plenty of abundance, right? You know, this is not a third world country where people just starve. But you'd be surprised how often on our own streets that there are just so many people going hungry. And especially when it comes to children who are developing and growing and are forming their inner perspectives of the world. It's important to feed them this food, the fact that there is at least a backpack, a knowledge that I'm taking food. I've got something to contribute to the family that's trying to stay afloat, you know, and having those 2 or 3 days or that holiday break, knowing that there's something that I can celebrate. It's not going to be going hungry. It's going to be having, you know, but cup of soup or you know what I mean.
Well,
I think that's nourishes the soul and these children's spirit, so that's actually moving. I'm not gonna lie, my parents are immigrants from India, so I know what dirt road villages and hunger looks like, and I really appreciate that, you know, these 880 children that you've helped so far, the 2023 to 2024, I believe.
That was just our recent addition. So we're actually, you know, closer to over 5,000 kids that we're feeding total when you look at that program. So that last 880 were the additional folks that we were able to help that hadn't been receiving food. So we're pretty excited about that. And as you said, it's one thing that my husband, a number of years ago, we were delivering bags and the kids were literally jumping up and down. And you would have thought there were toys in the bag, and it was just that they were excited to get their food bag again that year. And it just brought them to tears knowing that, you know, they're so excited just to have food and to be able to take that home to their families.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that joy is probably one of the most fulfilling things that I'm sure you and your team can experience as well. But that joy is something that is so visceral. And you've been able to help or actually provide more than 31,000 hunger-free weekends. I think that's fantastic. I didn't realize that you had more than 5,000 there. Well, another two of the charities are Canines United as well as St. John's Riverkeeper. Would you quickly describe some of the funding and how it goes and applies to those two organizations?
Sure, absolutely. So St. John's Riverkeeper, we wanted to do something special. You know, our St. John's River is so important to our city. And again, when we look at the kids in our Title I schools and we look at opportunity there, a lot of times, you know, even for myself, we lived in Ponte Vedra forever. I never had an opportunity to get on the St. John's River until we moved over to the San Marco area, and it's just beautiful. And giving these kids an opportunity to go on field trips, they're River X field trips, and they River Explorer, and they get an opportunity to not only be in the kind of the water taxis that we have downtown to cruise along the river, but to see, you know, the wildlife, the manatees, the dolphins, the birds, and different population of animals that you see along the St. John's River, but also they learn to care for the river and how important it is for us to take good care of our river so that we can continue to enjoy it for years to come. So again, offering a curriculum to these kids and to the teachers and getting them out to enjoy, you know, truly what our city has to offer, I think is a remarkable thing. So we do that in conjunction with Constellation, sort of a STEM program with them to make sure that we're doing all that we can to really give these kids an opportunity to realize there's something outside of where they are. There's opportunity out there, and to let them know that people care about them and their future, and we want them to realize that anything is possible for them. So that's really kind of what the St. John's Riverkeeper field trip program is all about. And we love that we're able to do that with them. I'm trying to think what other group you asked me about.
Canines United.
Oh, Canines United. So yeah, so it has been, we have worked with Canines United for the past couple of years, and it's a remarkable organization that really cares for the canines, for our sheriffs and our police officers here in town. And so what we did with Circle K was we had an opportunity to adopt a dog. Nassau Sheriff's Department was in need of a canine, and we were able to provide that for them and to provide bulletproof vests for the dogs. It's one thing that people just don't think about. These dogs are out there on the front lines protecting our officers, and to be able to give them a bulletproof vest so that they can also be safe is so crucial. So we were able to provide training for this dog, provide the dog for Nassau County, as well as some bulletproof vests for the canines that were there. So a kind of a cool program. It's been amazing to meet some of the sheriffs and hear how impactful these dogs are to our community and keeping us all safe. So a really neat thing we were able to do.
Well, I think that's fantastic. It reaches all the way to the top of our First Coast with Nassau County and the sheriff's office there. I've definitely heard a lot of great things about the Canines for Warriors type thing, and then the canines that go into service not only in our military, but here locally in our sheriff's offices. And I think it's super adorable that you give them. I didn't realize that the dogs need bulletproof vests too. I mean, I think you're right. I always thought, oh, look at that, you know, cute little army bag, but it's not. It's an actual bulletproof vest. I didn't realize, but I think that's fantastic. And you know, I was looking at the name of this golf tournament, Constellation Furyk and Friends, and now I'm beginning to understand a little bit about the diversity and the spotlights that you're shining on local charities. Can you tell me where Constellation came from and what it means to you?
Yeah, so Constellation is it's actually an energy company based out of Baltimore. We've had myself and my husband Jim have had a relationship with them for a number of years. So when we said, hey, we would love to grow what we're doing, right? So we had a small two-day tournament for 10 years, and then we were raising good charitable dollars, but we knew that we could do more, and we knew that we needed, there were people that needed more. And so what we wanted to do was really to kind of grow the awareness, grow the charity dollars. And so when we talked to Constellation about supporting what we were doing, they were 100% in. So here's the thing that's so unique about Constellation, right? This is them supporting us and supporting our community. And they don't even do business in Jacksonville, right? So for them, it is all about seeing the passion behind the community coming to the tournament, coming to the concert, and when they see how much the community is already doing to help us with the different charitable organizations that we're doing, they want to be a part of it. So they have been incredible. They have donated $500,000 towards this charitable fund so that we can continue to do great work and to do more for our community. And so the fact that they, you know, come out and help us do some packing for Blessings in a Backpack. They, Mal Washington is another organization, his Mal Washington's Foundation, Kids Foundation. They've come and done field trips, read to the kids, spent time with them. And we have a robotics program that we created with Constellation for Mal's kids so that, again, they're able to explore and do something new and different, right? That hopefully they can take that and go to college and you know, continue the robotics studies that they're doing. So there's just a ton of opportunity. We're very grateful to have them. Circle K is our presenting sponsor. They're located here in Jacksonville, and they have been an amazing partner to help us, like you mentioned, Canines for Warriors, Canines United. They also help with Operation Shower. They are continuing to be advocates for the work we're doing and are right next to us every step of the way. PNC for Operation Shower. There are just so many great organizations. Baptist has been tremendous in helping us start a Family Links program, which supports families top to bottom, helping you find housing, insurance, food, clothing, a job. It just continues to grow and grow. FIS, we just opened up a brand new classroom for cyber technology at the KIPP schools with them. So when we partner with the community and with the companies here, it's all about us working together to do more for our community, right? So every partner that we bring in corporately, let's pick what charity you want to support and how we can do more, how we can do better by our community. And so we're super grateful. And looking forward to 2024 in October.
I was just about to ask. I'd really love to know what's coming up. I know we have the PGA Tour and then other events later in the year. Tell me about what your vision is for 2024 when it comes to Furyk and Friends.
Yeah, yeah. Our tournament week will be the very first week of October. So we're October 1 to 6. It will be held at Tim Aquana Country Club again. And we will be announcing our concert that will be held at Daly's on Tuesday of that week. I believe it's the 2nd or the 3rd. I don't have my calendar in front of me, sorry. But we'll be announcing our concert date here very shortly, and we'll encourage folks to come out and support that. That will be in October. And, you know, really, tickets will be launched pretty soon for that. And we'll start, you know, getting ready for great things. We did a kids zone last year and had the Jacksonville Zoo come out and had all sorts of interactive areas for them there. We do Tailgate Village. So we're able to watch and celebrate the Jags, and we had the Roar and everybody out last year. Part of the team was over in London, and the rest of the cheerleaders that were still here in town came over, and we had activities for everyone here at the tournament. So it's always a lot of fun. We have the water taxi that folks can ride for free to and from the tournament. So lots of planning going on here. We'll work all summer so that we're ready to go in October for another amazing event. And hopefully we will continue to raise over $1 million, and hopefully we'll get closer to two as we continue to this journey.
Well, it does seem pretty likely that this year you'll breach the $4 million mark. And it is 2024, after all. So I believe that with all the partnerships you've developed, the collaborations, and the generous work that these organizations partnered with you and your Constellation are just benefiting the children, from the kids up to military families to moms. I mean, it is just to puppies and kittens. I mean, you've got covered all the bases.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening to Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host, Shefalika Bhatnagar, and I really appreciate the time we've been able to share today with Tabitha Furyk, Executive Director of Constellation Furyk and Friends. Thank you so much for joining me today and for everything that you and your organization does for Northeast Florida.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It was great to be able to share.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.